Welcome back. Chucky's coming to you live on 106.7 The Fan and the Team 980. We'll hit the Skins coming up at 7 o'clock. Give you the latest on the Washington Commanders. This week, there's an actual football game, your Hall of Fame game, on Thursday night. And then the Commanders will start the week after with their first preseason game. So we're getting there.
Yep, they take on the Patriots.
We're getting there.
First preseason matchup.
And that's August 8th, you said, right?
Believe that's the date. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's a Friday night.
Well, every time, you know, I was watching golf this weekend, the 3M Open up there in the, Minneapolis area. And, you know, they're promoting the FedEx Cup playoffs. Mm-hmm. And what does the FedEx Cup playoff signature? What's their signature? What does it signify?
I don't know.
What does it signify?
I don't know. Like,
whoever's the best?
You'd have to tell me.
No, football season.
Oh, okay. So it intersects with the football season.
Yeah, because
to me, it just signifies the end of the majors.
It's middle of August.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And there's three events, and it's all right there during preseason. Anyway.
A little bit later in the show, we'll talk some Happy Gilmore. I watched it. I think Valdez watched it.
I watched it. Yeah.
All right, so we got three different reviews.
Mm-hmm.
Let's open up the Junkie Sports page now.
Driven by
his favorite team.
Brought to you by my good friends over at the all-new Malloy Chevrolet of Alexandria, where they got huge summer incentives. It means lower prices on your favorite models. You can head on over, ask for my buddy Josh Cochran. He's the GM. Just like I did, make it Malloy. Check him out online, Malloy.com. Well, the big story for the Commanders, obviously, yesterday was the fact that number 17 is finally back.
Sort of.
Turned his holdout into a hold-in.
Yep. He's back. He's back in Ashburn. Terry McLaurin is
He got his calculator out. It was like 50,000 times five. Maybe I should show up.
If you don't think it was a calculated move by him and his agent to be there in front of the throng of fans to chant Terry, I mean, one of the most beloved players on the roster, of course it was calculated.
And even had Jaden orchestrating it at one point.
And they don't want to pay $50,000 more each per day that he misses.
I'm not sure it's going to matter.
They come up with a phantom ankle injury, put him on the pup. So now he's just walking around. You think he and his agent just said,
all right, we're going to cap it at $200,000. And then that.
Probably. That'd be my guess.
Yeah.
I would guess that would be part
because
of the conversation.
Because I heard Kime say that they're really not any closer.
Yeah, I don't think it signifies them being closer on a deal.
But it just means he's going to play.
Oh, he's definitely going to play.
At some point.
Now, I think he's still going to get a deal, but he's not going to just hold out and they're not going to trade him. He's going to play.
But maybe it's smart to not get a deal. I don't know. Get some sort of insurance policy because force them to franchise you, right?
Yeah. If you're Terry, you would love to be paid the average of the top five wideouts. Now, you would like more upfront money if you could get it, but if you're going to give me the average of the top five, that's got to be $32 to $33 million.
I think at this point it was 30.5, but maybe it's gone up. Maybe by next year it'll go up even more.
Yeah.
But yeah, get a big insurance policy to protect yourself against injury, maybe. Mm-hmm. And this force them to franchise you, or you can try to negotiate a better deal somewhere else. I mean, it pains me to say it, but maybe.
He was back. Finley was right in his grill with that microphone.
Mm-hmm.
And
he was happy.
He was getting
all said he was happy.
He looked like it. He signed all the guys.
Like being around the fans. The fans obviously appreciate
him. Looks in fantastic shape.
Yeah, he looks great.
Yeah.
So it'll just be a matter of time at some point.
Didn't look like the ankle was bothering him too much.
He looked hot, though, because he was sweating.
Yeah.
It's a sweltering mess out there. Yeah, he'd be sweating, too.
He's been impressive.
Yeah. They started at 8 a.m. yesterday. Usually they start at 9. Maybe they started a little bit earlier because of the fans. But
they did that during the week, too. They moved one
of
the practice. I think it was Thursday or Friday. They
moved
the practice.
Heat.
Yes.
Yeah,
and you saw they had ESPN out there, right? They got a lot of coverage on ESPN. Dan Quinn was interviewed for like 15 minutes
NFL Network was out there, too.
Yeah.
Baldy was out there.
John Kime was interviewed, for another 15, 20 minutes or so. They got a lot of good time. Hannah Storm was out there.
Yeah. Anyway, this is Dan Quinn talking about number 17 getting back in camp.
I said I'd provide some updates to you when I had them. So I do have an update. Terry McLaurin has reported, and we're very happy about that. He'll start the training camp on PUP for his ankle. So on the business side, AP and the guys are still working hard with Terry and his rep on the business side of things. So while on PUP, just like we do with you know, the other guys, he'll be working with the trainers, you know, to get back as soon as he can. So same scenario, like Sam Cosmi onto the side.
So they make it seem like when the ankle cleans up, then maybe we can get him out there. Who knows?
Yeah,
we'll see
so
how this,
sure.
We'll see how this plays out.
I mean, there is no bulleted. There is no ankle injury. This is a made-up injury for those of you that
he wasn't on crutches.
I mean,
wasn't hobbled.
I mean, I saw John Kimes' clip online where he went back to the NFC title game and late in last season, and he wasn't on the injury report. There is no ankle injury. Unless he like tweaked it, like stepping off a curb that we don't know about, which pretty sure didn't happen.
As you get older, could happen, kicks.
He's 29. He's not. I can't put him in our age range of weird little injuries that pop up.
He doesn't get hurt just climbing into bed.
Pretty much, no. I would guess
right.
No.
Right.
So he's back out there. There have been some injuries in the first week of training camp.
No big ones for Washington, right?
Nothing big for Washington, but. You know, we talked about Will Levis when that happened, and that shoulder, that didn't happen in training camp, but he's out for the year because of his shoulder. Matt Stafford hurt his back. He's going to be out for a while.
Is it like, did he hurt his back like Dustin Johnson did?
I didn't see that.
By the way, getting back to Levis.
Back in the day when Dustin Johnson hurt his back like slamming his wife.
I thought you were going to tell me Dustin Johnson hurt his back at the Live event.
Wasn't Cam Ward very nonchalant about the Will Levis injury? I believe he was asked about it, and he was just like, Oh, well. Kind of, to paraphrase, it was kind of like, well, it sucks for him. He's like, I'm worried about Cam Ward.
Right.
It was his response.
I was watching some of the highlights of Ward. He looked pretty good in the 11-on-11. So Stafford's hurt. Kenny Pickett hurt his groin or his hamstring. Maybe it was his hammy. So he's going to be out for a while. Joe Mixon has a banged up foot.
Ooh. Where is he now?
He had an ankle injury that dogged him last season, too.
He's going to be out for a lot of the preseason.
Yeah,
I was thinking of Mixon. I was thinking, who's the...
He's with the Texans.
I was thinking of Joe Milton. That's what I was thinking of.
Joe Milton is now with the...
No. Cowboys.
He was kind of slamming New England.
Right.
Saying he's happy to be there. Of course, New England's coach was fired last year, so who knows who he's blaming, but he didn't seem to be happy with his year in New England.
That running back room in Houston would concern me if I were D'Amico Ryans, because you got a hobbled Joe Mixon in camp already, and he's not young. You got Nick Chubb, a reclamation project. Who knows what he's got left?
Mm-hmm.
I think Damian Pierce might still be there. I'd be a little bit worried about that running back room.
Yeah, I'm sure they are.
Did you mention Justin Fields' broken toe or dislocated toe?
I saw that.
Yeah, it came out the next day. He was fine.
Yeah.
No big deal.
That was a minor scare.
They just tape it up and get after it?
I don't know. Pop it back into place. I don't know what you do there.
It was his big toe?
I don't think it was his big toe.
So if it's one of your little hurt things, it's no big deal.
I don't think it's a huge deal.
Okay. All right.
Probably hurts.
It might hurt a little bit.
How long did we hear about your stupid thumb?
Oh, a year and a half.
Yeah.
But again, I'm not an elite athlete like Justin Fields.
Right.
Okay. I was a 50-year-old bowler.
Yeah.
Okay, there's a big difference.
Yeah.
The 49ers had a pretty serious injury over the weekend. Taron Jackson, one of their defensive linemen, actually collapsed on the field.
Mm.
He was hit by an offensive lineman on an 11-on-11 play, and then he went to the ground. Trainers rushed to help him out. He was motionless on the field.
That's scary.
Placed him on a stretcher. He was taken off the field on the stretcher and then went to the hospital. I haven't seen an update on it. He did move his hands and arms and legs, so I think he's not paralyzed, but it was pretty serious for Taron Jackson.
Scary.
So there was a lot of scary stuff over the weekend. Baseball, you know, I was watching Sunday Night Baseball last night, and they were talking about trade candidates because the trade deadline is Thursday.
Yeah, you see he's number 3 on ESPN's list?
Yes.
Yeah.
And this is interesting because, you know, Mackenzie Gore has had a really, really good year for the Nats this year, leading the league in strikeouts. Just having a really good year.
Didn't give me seven on Friday night for my parlay.
Jeff Passan made a really good point, okay? We all know that the Lerner family has been cheap. And the fact that Mackenzie Gore has 2 years left on his contract and he's a Scott Boras client, he's not going to sign a huge deal with the Nats. Mark Lerner's not going to sign him to a huge deal in 2 years. So he's got 2 years. So if you're going to trade him, you might want to trade him when there's 2 years left because you can get a a better
bigger,
return.
Bigger haul.
Now, look, a lot of these guys just don't get traded because teams want to get something and not give up anything. And they put the percentage on him getting traded at 10%. I mean, I don't know why it would be that low, but I mean, some of these guys are at 90%. But they have Mackenzie Gore, the percentage of him getting dealt at 10%. But Passan did make some good points because the Nats suck. Lerner doesn't want to spend any money. The farm system's not very good.
Need to replenish it.
Now, I think the fans would be distraught if they traded Mackenzie Gore.
I don't think they'd be very happy.
They would not be happy.
I think distraught is overstating it. I don't know this connection with Mackenzie Gore.
Okay, but he's one of their young studs.
I agree. They'd be upset.
They acquired him, obviously, within the huge deal with Soto. I think that the diehard fans would be like, well, that's Lerner. That's him. He doesn't want to pay him. So he's going to just deal him and try and get prospects.
It would be depressing because it's just another brick in the wall of the argument that they're just the Pirates now.
It would be depressing, yeah. But if you're a Nats fan, would you rather they just let him go for nothing when his deal is up and he signs elsewhere? I'd rather get something in return if they have no designs on signing him to a long-term deal. I'd rather get something in return.
Again,
then let him just walk.
It all depends on are the learners.
Well, that's what Passan was saying.
Right. It all depends. Again, I still hold out a little hope that the learners have not just decided that they'll never, ever, ever spend money on the Nats ever, ever, ever again, or they want them to be closer and then they'll spend more money. I don't know.
Well, I hope that's the case.
They may not spend ever, ever again because they may just say, all right, we're going to keep the payroll as low as possible and sell this team.
Right.
Right.
So to make it more attractive.
It's been a 6-year downswing on the payroll.
Yeah.
Like, to me, I don't see it bouncing back anytime soon.
Well, I don't think they're going to spend money while they're losing. They have to be trending much better.
I still see a lot of losing in their immediate future. So yeah, if that's the case, then they're probably going to keep the payroll around where it is.
If they move on from Gore in the short term, they'll definitely keep losing.
Yeah.
It's a weird spot.
We'll see what happens there.
What's going on with Cruz? Like, are they going to actually activate him? I heard he was taking like simulated BP, whatever the hell that means.
I guess he's close. I mean, I would assume he's close.
Taking forever for this rib injury.
I mean, he's been out for 2 months.
It almost seems like they're hiding him, to be honest with you.
Still see no timeline for rehab stint.
That's wild.
That's from a day ago.
Yeah.
He's been out since May 20th.
Right.
But we'll see what happens. You know, they dealt Rosario to the Yankees. We'll see if any other Nats go. But Mackenzie Gore is the big name, and ESPN did rank all of the candidates, and he was the third behind Suarez of the D-backs and Joe Ryan, the pitcher from the Twins. So we'll see. We'll see what happens in the next 2 or 3 days. And last but not least, the City Open is in the books. On the women's side, I believe an unseeded player. Did an unseeded player win the women's title at the City Open?
Yeah.
Fernandez?
Mm-hmm.
Wow. And on the men's side, all the big names, they were ousted. Fritz
we
lost.
We watched that whole final yesterday.
Fritz lost. Shelton lost.
Yep.
Tiafoe lost. I think the 12 seed won. So
D-Manure or whatever his
D-Manure,
name is.
Yeah. So it looked so hot out there. I'm sure it was.
I'm sure it was outrageously hot.
But I'm sure they were happy. It looked like there was a lot of fans out there.
Drab told me a big controversy that Lululemon sent Tiafoe a burgundy and gold outfit to wear on the court that wasn't exactly burgundy and gold.
It was the closest they had. Yeah,
it was so annoying. They made a big. If they didn't make a big deal about it being burgundy and gold, nobody would have cared.
Right.
But it was all about DC's boys coming home.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And he was going to rock the burgundy and gold all week, and it was yellow and burnt orange.
I mean, if you're an internationally known clothing company, you should be able to get the dyes right or the mix to get a burgundy and gold outfit put together. It shouldn't be that hard.
It was so annoying.
It shouldn't be that difficult.
Well, it sounds like they just gave him whatever they had. They didn't do anything special, right? They just gave him the colors
like
that they had.
Yeah.
So that was that finished yesterday, both matches, right in the dead of the heat. And as I mentioned, the 3M Open finished yesterday. Kurt Kitayama got his second tour win. He collects 1.5 mil and 500 FedEx points. And he won the 3M Open. And, of course, you got the Wyndham this weekend, and then you got the FedEx Cup playoffs starting the following weekend, August 7th.
Of course, how can I forget the Wyndham?
It's the
it's an utterly forgettable tournament.
Runner, yeah, it's, did you it watch, leads into the FedEx Cup playoffs.
I'll tell you, I do enjoy watching like the amateur match play stuff, and they I watched the girls junior amateur last week, and then this weekend I caught the finals of the boys junior amateur, and these kids are so good. They're like 18 years old, and they're so freaking good.
They're all stud college players.
They, oh yeah. Well, they're gonna be most of them would be stud pros.
Yeah.
They just go through. Of course, Tiger won three. When did Charlie get eliminated? Did he even make it to match play? He got eliminated in the stroke play. They're just so good. It would be hard to imagine Charlie to advance very far at this point in his career. But man, I love watching amateurs because they're not there yet. They're still young. They're still learning, but they're so talented.
What's the age limit there?
18.
It's 18.
So the kid that lost. He's going to be a freshman at Oregon State.
Mm-hmm.
Went down the last hole. And then that kid that won, I don't even know. He might still have another year of high school.
And where'd they play that?
I can't remember. Oh. It didn't register with me. Wasn't that important. I was just watching the match play, the aspect. I was just stunned at how young these kids are and just how good they are and the decisions they make and how poised they are and how far they friggin' hit it.
Yeah.
It's wild.
You mentioned Terry McLaurin earlier. Our training camp coverage on 106.7 The Fan's presented by Paul Henry's Window Installation. PaulHenrysWindows.com, your clear home improvement choice. We'll hit the skins coming up at 7 o'clock here on The Fan.